Agriculture plays a major role in an upcoming national conference for the food and beverage industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Farmers will be rubbing shoulders with food company execs, traders, investors, and policymakers on May 27th and 28th at the Future of Food and Beverage Forum USA event in Minneapolis. Ian Welsh is co-chair and founder of the British company organizing the event.
Well, it's a business-led conversation. We're talking about business solutions to some of the big agricultural and food sector challenges. Within agribusiness, representing companies, NGOs, suppliers, traders, development agencies from the US and overseas, investors, government bodies, and other relevant organizations across the food and agricultural value chain. But we do have very much a focus on the growers, the farmers and ranchers who are on the ground and who are dealing with the challenges that the food sector is having to face.
Welsh says the event throws everyone in the food chain together for candid discussions about working for a better food system.
Something that you hear a lot now is, well, we accept we can't do this on our own. That is a conversation that big brands will have, their suppliers will have, growers will have, everybody across the food value chain. So there really is now a sense that, okay, we've been saying this for ages. We need to think about collaboration. Well, now we're at the point where we have to. And what's that going to look like?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.